So one last ritual before we actually start our formal practice. We're engaged right now in informal practice. So there's no hierarchy to informal and formal, but this is equal though. But our ritual of which seems especially relevant right now in our world of so much war, the training guidelines, the precepts that try to orient our body, speech, and mind toward harmlessness, peace, that we commit to reverence for life, not taking life, not killing traditionally. We commit to not taking what's not offered, not stealing. We commit to respecting each other's bodies and sexuality, and in the case of the retreat, it means really honoring each person's solitude and safety. But traditionally, it's not causing suffering with our sexuality. In this case, we'll all be celibate. But in our minds, in our actions, to be really respectful of each other's space. To keep, as I think Josephine mentioned, a commitment to noble silence. And that's part of the gift of solitude that we offer to each people. There's a certain magic of being alone together and not having to engage with our personality and defenses, and just to be able to be aware of those six unfolding sense experiences and not have to do anything else. And that creates the conditions to be able to see really clearly the way things are. So keeping noble silence, and finally agreeing to refrain from taking our usual intoxicants that tend to cloud our perception, lead to addiction and dissatisfaction. And so that includes drugs, alcohol, and cell phones, number one intoxicant of our time. So to put it down for the time of the retreat. We will provide gongs for you to use as your clock. And otherwise you don't need your phones or anything or any other other information. So everybody agreeable to that? I think maybe you look around and tell each other that I want to protect your solitude. I want to be an environment of non-harming, and I want to contribute to the peace and ease in this world. Okay. I think we won't chant those since there have been so many words so much, but I can just say them out loud in Pali, and Panatipata Veratmani Sikapadam Samadhyami Adina Dana Veratmani Sikapadam Samadhyami Abrahmacharya Veratmani Sikapadam Samadhyami Musawada Veratmani Sikapadam Samadhyami Sumaraya Majapamadatana Veratmani Sikapadam Samadhyami. Together we can chant Idame Silam, Idame Silam, Magafala Nyasa Nyanasa, Magafala Nyanasa, Pachayo Hotu. May my harmlessness, my ethical conduct, be the cause of complete awakening. So, thank you. I already feel safer. Just able to, as we will start to do right now, if you need to adjust your posture a little bit to refresh it. But I feel much more able now, just being with you for a few minutes, to forget the past. And just while you're settling in, I'll just give you a little reminder, even though we don't have an actual formal schedule, we'll be reliably alternating between sitting and walking and opportunities to check in as a group, and then some spaces to where I can meet individually with some of you, meet with the newest among you, hopefully, as a group. How many of you are on your first retreat? Any of you? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, great. Glad you're here. Hopefully we haven't lost you yet. Good. There'll be some probably more like Dharmettes, shorter talks, in just in a way like I did this morning, just the way we started out. love this moment, favorite time. After the gong has been struck, stop trying, stop meditating, we're just aware. So enjoy that. Welcome back, Sally. Really happy you're with us, and anyway, from my point of view, which I can't tell how it was for you, but just I appreciated the way you just took it in moment by moment and just modeled the practice. Or modeling the practice of just taking it a moment at a time. And it's a reminder for all of us not to, to the extent possible, sometimes we're just flooded, but to the extent possible not to embellish our experience, other than, you know, what am I experiencing? That's when we say I go to the Dharma for refuge, it's what's happening now. It's not whether I like it or not like it, or what I hope would happen, could happen, would happen. It's what's happening. So also thank you, Sally, for giving us an opportunity to be in an environment of love, and for you to be able to bathe in it. So you might keep that in mind today, that every moment that you rest in the quality of being aware, you are, it's really the same. Heart, mind is the same. We're really in a state of openness. We're in a state of non-contentiousness when we're aware. And the natural expression of that is kindness and love. So hopefully you will bathe over the course of this retreat, you will bathe in your own field of loving awareness or loving kindness, your own kind attention. But also know that that everyone else gets to bathe in it too. So carrying that through into our other, both in the informal in-between and the transition periods, it's all equal, same ever-present wakefulness and clarity that's completely natural to us. It follows us whether we're sitting, standing, lying down, moving to and fro. I'm still the Buddha noticing the Dharma, even in the sitting posture, the same when I stand up, and ultimately the same when I move. And when I say when I move, I mean all of us. So what we will do in this completely portable quality of being aware is we will take it to our walking spot, and in the service of being able to create the conditions where we can be more constantly, with more constancy, aware, more continuously, in a more unbroken way, we practice formally moving to and fro, attending to each presently arising step, feeling it, and continuing that process of putting our mind in our body and our body in our mind, keeping them in the same location. I'll elaborate on that a little more during the next sitting, since we didn't really have a formal sitting beginning. But in the walking period, we walk to and fro 10 to 30 steps long, just initially as our dear Heather Martin starts the walking meditation, the beginning retreat, is think of it as a saunter. You're sauntering back and forth. But the point is to have your attention in the same place as your body. And we go to and fro, as opposed to take a walk, we go to and fro to remind ourselves that we're not going anywhere. that the point is to arrive in the step that we're taking, and even when we get to the end of our pathway, the point is to be aware of stopping, aware of turning, aware of beginning again, feeling that interaction between the mental impulse to go, to act, and then the movement of our body, and this interaction called nama-rupa is part of the source of insight into what we are and who we are and how we operate, and can liberate ourselves from so much experiencing ourselves through the lens of a doer identity. It's really just mental impulse and action, and it's happening all the time. It's not so personal. We just get to see it. I don't know if any of that made sense, but it's meant to be experienced, not so much talked about. So I always start my walking period, my walking to and fro, at a pace that's just maybe a little slower than my natural, more like a saunter. And knowing that it's just connecting, just sustaining that connection, and that mind, harmonizing mind and body, putting them in the same location, creates the conditions for calm and focus. And you'll notice, sitting and walking, that it creates the conditions for a kind of pleasant dwelling in the unfolding present. So just connecting, sustaining that connection. And then as I settle into the walking, I may slow down a little bit, because if I slow down a little bit more, I'll notice a little bit more. And if I notice a little bit more, I'll become a lot more, I'll learn things, I'll become more interested, and I'm likely to, I'm not going to be in, if I'm interested, I won't suffer in the same moment. So it's basically, I'm erasing the tendency to complain, and more just feel, just experience my life. But on the other hand, you may notice some complaining, boredom, or reaction. You just treat that as another thing to notice. Don't have to get rid of any of it. Everything is equal in this practice. And maybe other teachers put it this way, but I always call it the insight meditation as equal opportunity mindfulness. Everything is equal if it can be noticed. So you really don't have to undo anything, alter anything. Just notice, this is what's happening. Everything liberates itself. Things come and go. So as you slow down a little bit, you may notice a little more. You may feel more energy when there's interest as well. And the practice develops like that, but it's four things are very important, four things to pay attention to when you're walking that you will discover intuitively. And when I say those four things that are important about the pace of your walking, the first one is a pace that you can stay attentive, a pace that you can stay in balance. When your mind is not settled and you try to slow down too much, you'll lose your balance. So a pace that you can stay attentive, balanced, relaxed. If you walk too slowly when your mind's not settled, you'll tense up. Relaxed, balanced, attentive, and then a pace that you can stay interested. So slow enough that you can see things. But don't expect to see much as you start, as you just practice connecting. Just connect. Just connect. And the more that sense of connection, the more you will settle, and the more you'll see, and the more and you'll just naturally start to slow down a little bit more. But don't turn slow into a religion. Just slow down enough to be able to notice. And we'll walk for the next 30 minutes, actually, since we have a little window here. 30 minutes, so at 10 minutes after the hour, we'll be sitting again. And again, just one last reminder that the transition period is equal. And we try to, over the course of the retreat, develop a seamless, unbroken flow of attention. But I have a hunch that some of you will tense up when you hear that idea. So just know that you're going to space out a lot. And that's part of the fun of it, is seeing when you go on automatic pilot, but then celebrating when you wake up to where you are. That's a new beginning, right, that moment. So enjoy it.